Welcome back to the Power Hour, top of the hour. I don't know what's going on. For some reason, we can't track down Sherry Rogers. So we're trying her backup number. We'll have her in just a second. If you want to get a question in, you can email Catherine support at Power Hour Nation, or you can call in. Or if you have anything on your mind right now, you know, we'll have a little time. 844-769-2944 is the number. I know Winnie called earlier, so anybody wants to call in about the subject, I'll do a little bit of news, and then I'm sure we'll get Dr. Rogers. So where we left off in the news, Trump names new national security advisor to replace Bolton. I think that can only be a positive thing. I don't know what you think out there in the audience land, but Bolton is, you know, he wants to bomb is my grandmother, it seems like. You know, he'll bomb anything as long as it's moving and doesn't follow his agenda. And I think that would lend me to believe that maybe we can avoid some kind of conflict with Iran, at least in the short term here, because Iran is... because Bolton's not there. So the new person is named as Robert C. O'Brien. Robert O'Brien, he's a hostage affairs envoy. He sent to Sweden to try and negotiate the release of jailed rapper Rocky, ASAP Rocky. You know, as weird as that is. So the guy is at least known, but we'll see. His nomination was announced this morning. He has worked long and hard with Robert, so he knows him. Well, that's good. I mean, hopefully you know somebody. Why are you nominating all these people you don't know and that you know are war hawks? Great question. Chaos on Capitol Hill, of course. The judiciary hearing with Corey Lewandowski devolves into bedlam. Democrats lose control. That's a story out of Breitbart. Interesting title. I don't know if you've seen much of this. You know, I don't even know what to say about this. They're having impeachment hearings over basically interference or meddling, or they've tried to morph this initial, the initial charge, the Mueller report. I mean, how long have we spent on the Mueller report? How much money have we already blown on this? Democrats repeatedly tried and failed to get Lewandowski to talk about his conversations with the president. The White House has asserted those conversations should remain private due to executive privilege. Right. It's kind of like talking, you know, to your doctor about things or your attorney about things. If I'm going to talk, I have to be able to feel like I'm free and open. Well, you may be hiding things. Well, right, I am hiding things. My privacy. My privacy is what I'm keeping. It's not I'm hiding anything. I'm keeping something. I'm keeping my privacy. And certainly the president deserves that right also, I would think, wouldn't you? Rather than give Democrats any new ammunition, Lewandowski used the hearing as opportunity to recall President Trump's historic campaign. Pretty funny. How he went. Trump says California cities, quote, destroying themselves with homelessness. Yes, I would certainly tend to agree. President Trump arrived in California on Tuesday with a new round of criticism over the homeless crisis gripping cities such as L.A. and San Francisco. You know, I've never been to San Francisco, but all I've heard about is how beautiful San Francisco is and what a great city it is. And when I hear these reports, it just saddens me. You know, and they've let themselves go to this and the homeless that's going on. Trump is in the state for a 2-day visit, and he's raising money, and he's going to be aboard Air Force One, what have you. D.C., I don't know if you've heard this story, Washington, D.C., it prepares for first House statehood hearing in 25 years. For the first time in 25 years, somebody's going to come and try to be a state, and they want Washington, D.C. to be the next state. And I don't know how that works with the Constitution, where there's the little area, basically a corporate area that they can use for the District of Columbia. So they want to be the 51st state. They're appealing to the House. We'll see where it goes. Does that mean that Puerto Rico is coming thereafter? EU lawmakers vote to approve Brexit delay if UK requests one. European Parliament lawmakers today voted overwhelmingly in favor of another Brexit delay if Britain requests one and certain conditions are met, after European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker told the chamber that a no-deal scenario remains very real. How many years have we been talking about this, deal or no deal? I mean, they should have Howie Mandel running this thing. Russia works on new missile that deactivates all enemy weapons. I don't see how that can be good news for America, or China. Russia continues surprising the West with new weapons. You know, there's very smart people. They have intelligence. They have ingenuity. The scientists. I know James McKinney always talks about what they're doing over there is very high level. The missile can literally disable all enemy weapons and military equipment, including missiles, missile defense systems, ships and tanks, etc., as well as any type of air, sea, and ground military hardware. I don't know if this is some sort of EMP that they're doing. It's called the Alabuga missile. It's a weird name. It causes all microcircuits to come out of order, I guess by some sort of energy pulse or what have you. Health fears prompt Swiss 5G revolt. This is a very important story. Switzerland was among the first countries to begin deploying 5G. Of course, we've talked about 5G, you know, 3G, 4G cell phones, now 5G towers. We've talked about these quite a bit. Deborah Tavares has talked about them at length. Going from 3G to 4G, it's not like it's one step up. It's just, the next evolution from 3G to 4G. No, 4G to 5G, it's almost like a totally different thing. It's like a new, it shouldn't even be called 5G. I don't even know what it should be called. It's not even the same. It operates in a very different mechanisms. Well, in Switzerland, they started putting these in, and they started to put these small towers all throughout the cities. So it's not just one big tower that's, you know, in the city or what have you. There's many small towers. Well, the people living next to these towers started getting sick, headaches, migraines, cancers in some areas are going up near schools that have these. And the people are like, whoa, we don't want any part of this. I guess, you know, they've been really upset about the migrants. Now they got this to be upset about. A growing number of Swiss are voicing alarm at possible health effects from exposure to electromagnetic rays radiating from the new antennas. I'm very concerned about this because in America, obviously, the technological advantage, the boon to, you know, business or whatever this could be, well, it's not if it's going to hurt people's health in a major way. I mean, this isn't just like, well, you know, some people. No, it's like everybody around these towers is having a problem, some drastic problem. So we'll pay attention to that. It sounds like we have Dr. Sherry. Dr. Sherry Rogers, of course, she's known throughout the world as really the people's doctor. That's what I would call her. She's the people's doctor. She's got more awards, you know, as long as my arm, both arms. And she's world recognized and speaks all over the world on her very unique perspective on medicine. She's not your typical doctor. She's as far as medical minds go, she is right up there. And we're so happy to have her, as we always do. Dr. Rogers, welcome to the Power Hour.
Gee, I don't dare say anything after that wonderful introduction. They might find out I don't know everything. They have to know that I'm not any smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. And that forced me to spend years and years studying God's molecular biochemistry of healing, because unfortunately my profession, medicine, wants to ignore it because it doesn't sell drugs. And so we don't heal anything anymore. Point in fact, I mean, take the, what is it now? The average kid, 25 years of age, is already starting to have endothelial dysfunction, which is the precursor to getting high blood pressure. Oh. And by the time they're 45 to 50, one in three already has high blood pressure. And what happens then is they're usually put on a diuretic, which everybody knows it can lower your potassium, but it also lowers the magnesium. Well, for a lot of people, if they just take magnesium, they don't have high blood pressure anymore because they got so low in it that it caused spasm of the vessels, i.e. high blood pressure. And it goes on and on. Same thing when a person has diabetes. They're put on metformin. Well, guess what metformin does? It lowers your B12. So now you get bizarre numbness, tingling in areas, and, it's called diabetic neuropathy. But they don't know that if you just fix the B12, and that can make you have memory loss and depression for out of the blue. So there's just so much that happens as soon as we start treating symptoms with drugs rather than finding out what's broken and fix it. I'm particularly crazy now about a lot of what I call crystal ball tests, because there are so many tests that will show if you're even if you feel wonderful and have no medicines, no symptoms, they'll show if you're going to be dead in 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. And so we could talk about some of those if you want, because
yes,
they're very wonderful.
Well,
probably,
let me start by telling people, you know, we get a lot of new listeners, especially being on Rants Network now. So for Dr. Rogers, how many books have you written? About 12, 13? I don't know
15,
what the number is.
15.
15.
And we have
okay.
30 years of newsletter. And I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. So everything I say, we have the scientific backup someplace, because I'm very big on the evidence. That's the scientific evidence for everything. So we always have all the scientific studies that back up what I say.
Okay, so prestigepublishing.com is her website. I want to get that out there. So whatever she's telling you and you want to learn more, maybe you'll hear something that catches your mind or imagination or what have you. Obviously, we can't solve all these problems on this interview, but it'll open you up to it. Prestigepublishing.com, she has a variety of books and subjects. My wife, Dr. Rogers, I have you know, I think she's about to finish or just finished Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? She's going around the house and telling me different things from the book all the time. Now, it's just an amazing book. Very proud of what you've done there.
Because what we found was that, just like we were saying, when a person has high blood pressure, bam, they're slammed on a drug. Well, that can make them worse, because now the diuretic lowers the magnesium more. But instead of checking the magnesium, what do? They give you another drug. And so you get worse and you need more and more medications. And that's what happens with every disease, because that's where the money is, unfortunately, is in the drugs. There's no money in well people.
We've discussed this before, and I think it's important because, and I realize how important this is, because over the last week or so, I actually got to play tennis for the first time in quite a while. You'd be very proud of me, Dr. Roger. Yes. Well, anyway, I was talking to somebody on the tennis court, and, we got to talking about, he had a cardiovascular blockage. He had some sort of, leukemia he was dealing with, and we were talking about the medical industry, and he has cardio ion. He has that scheduled for next week. I'm like, my God, you have got to read this book by Dr. Rogers, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And the initial look on his face, I mean, I could have told him he had four arms growing out of his head, and he probably wouldn't have been as surprised. But he, you know, the initial look to anybody when you approach this, especially me, I'm not a doctor. I'm just, you know, trying to help people or just mention things. Hey, you may want to read this book from this nice lady I know. I think it will help you. And they'll look at you crazy. The question I have for you is, one, maybe how do you approach some of these things with people? What is there a good way to bring this to people? And two, what is the response that you get as you talk to your peers and other doctors? Because it almost seems like the majority of the medical profession, I mean, I don't want to be unfair to them, but it really seems like they're clueless. So how do you approach this and the response to your peers?
Well, we actually have a lot of physicians and dentists and lawyers as clients, because they do realize that if they want to live a long, healthy life, they better find out. There's an 11-page essay that we do. If people read either the last couple of years of the newsletter or How to Cure Diabetes, they'll learn about the test and how to order their own. Because what this 11 pages does is it looks at vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organics, so that it says, what's wrong with the patient? What needs fixing? And it tells us exactly how to fix it. There's a cheat sheet that comes with it, which is terrible. I'm sorry. It misses about 70% of what a person needs. And so in the newsletters and books, we've also put little surreptitious tests. You can just little questions you can ask your doctor that'll tell you if he's absolutely clueless and he should not be interpreting this for you because he doesn't know enough chemistry. Because it's very important. For example, if you just follow one mineral, take zinc. Zinc is in 300 enzymatic pathways in the human body. But if you just look at half a dozen minerals, that zinc or enzymes that zinc is in, you can see why a person will have can have any disease and they'll never get well until it's fixed. And what we have found, and again is totally evidenced in the literature, is that you do not want to be in the, quote, normal range of anything. Normal is where the average person who lives at McDonald's and doesn't know squat about health and lives on headlight donuts and french fries and sodas. So you want to be, for your minerals, the good things, you want to be in the top half of normal. Zinc is in so many enzymes that you can't, well, for example, the a lot of people who have diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, cancers, doesn't matter what the label is. What matters is what caused their problem. And most people, the cell membrane is sort of like the computer keyboard of the whole body. That's where all the messages come for health or for disease. And the cell membrane is composed of what we call essential fatty acids. One of the important ones is cod liver oil. And the thing is that most people who have any problem, and even people who feel well and don't know that they're headed for disaster, their cell membranes are literally starving for the right fatty acids and choked with the wrong ones. So just by fixing that, and we have seen, it's been documented by many researchers, that we have literally changed the human body in the United States and in the world, the chemistry of the cell membranes 20-fold in the last 50 years. And that comes from the processed hydrogenated trans fatty acids, the grocery store oils, the canolas, all the junk stuff, because we have become a nation of junk food people, and it has literally changed the chemistry of the human body. And so that's how we're able to give a lot of people their lives back, give them their health back, because they we point it right out to them on we do these consults on the phone, and they have their lab results in front of them, and I explain to them, look at this, here's your level of EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, one of the things that's in cod liver oil. Your level is 17. The level should be 200.
Ooh.
No wonder you have whatever symptoms you have, or you're headed for disaster even though you feel well. Because we're constantly hearing of people who had a heart attack at 49, 39, et cetera.
Well, let me ask you this. So somebody who's listening maybe hasn't heard of you very much and is hearing this for the first time. Where should they start? What book should they buy maybe to get a good idea and also to learn about these diagnostic tests so they can start there? Where should they start?
Well, there's so much. The last couple of years of the newsletters go into a lot of these different aspects. There's no one book. How to Cure Diabetes, even if a person doesn't have diabetes, is good for them because it's just about the nutrient levels that are so low. And Alzheimer's is literally called, it could have been called How to Cure Alzheimer's because Alzheimer's has been called diabetes of the brain. It's the same chemistry.
All right, let me ask you this. We'll get, because a lot of people deal with diabetes.
But a lot of people start with Detoxify or Die because it has cartoons and it's easy and they can see how damaged they are. But for example, in the last couple of years of the newsletters, we've shown that a lot of people, I mean, you just walk around the grocery store and you'll see people who are grossly overweight. I see bodies that I've been in medicine for 50 years, and I see bodies that I've never seen on the exam table because they're so hugely disproportionate and overweight. Many of their people now have what's called subclinical hypothyroidism. In other words, when they go to the doctor, they're told their thyroid tests are all normal. But as we showed in the newsletter, Total Wellness, the levels that they used to determine thyroid were, they just took hundreds of bloods that were already in the lab about 30, 40 years ago. So these were all sick people. So these were not normal people. A lot of these people already had low thyroid. So you have to know the new levels. For example, you want your T3, free T3, to be over 3.5, and you want your TSH to be less than 2.0. But the labs, the norms on the labs are far different from that. So a lot of people go through life overweight, high cholesterol, depressed, exhausted, and they could be well, but they just don't have enough thyroid, and nobody knows it.
We're coming up on a break. On the other side of the break, I got a list of questions from listeners, and we'll get to those. You made me think. You mentioned metformin. You mentioned diabetes. A lot of questions that people have over the last few months I see about diabetes.
That's because 1 in 8 now has it in the United States. We lead the world in chronic diseases.
Wow.
We are the leader in disease. And we are the leader in the world of the most expensive medical care system, but we are number 43 in health.
Okay, let's put that aside. I mean, that's shocking enough. My uncle was prescribed metformin. The doctor said, well, you're pre-diabetic, let's put you on metformin. And then, sure enough, it wasn't long after that he became full-blown diabetic.
Sure, but he didn't fix what was broken. You cannot fix diabetes without knowing your zinc level, your vitamin D3, your vitamin K2, you can't fix it because the pancreas screams for these nutrients and many others, and so it just shows that he's clueless about the chemistry of fixing diabetes. His whole, if you look, and we've gone through the practice guidelines, the rules or the recipes that all doctors are supposed to follow, we've gone through those in the past years of the newsletters, so that people can see what they're up against. So they can see that when you put your foot in the cardiologist, for example, or the diabetologist's office, right away, their practice guidelines say, oh, a person has this, atrial fib or diabetes, then right away put them on drug. There's no looking for cause and cure.
Wow.
That's why we write about how to do it.
I think that's the most shocking thing of talking to you. And every time I talk to you, I become more convinced of that fact. It's like they are not helping us. I mean, what else? What other conclusion can you come to? It's not helping you,
well,
you
your
America.
Your symptoms goes away and your lab test looks good, so you think it's good.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers. Don't forget about the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, all the great products that we've put together, especially a lot of things that Dr. Rogers recommends. You can find them there. Buy from the good guys, will you? Support yourself. You deserve these products. You need these products, and we need your support. We have a symbiotic relationship, ladies and gentlemen. Independent media, we don't get a corporate check from George Soros and the like. We get checks from you, and that's what keeps us here. So that's the way we like it. We appreciate it. So thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Dr. Rogers, here's some, I'm just going to go over a list of questions and, you know, answer them however you want. We have quite a few of them, so, you know, cut it off a little bit. One of the things that we get asked about the most, statins are, if they're not the most prescribed drug in America, they're darn near. I got a question. Transitioning off statins after long-term use, an adult in their later years, late 70s, 80s, any risk of cholesterol spike? Getting off statins, your thoughts there?
They should read the cholesterol hoax, because statins guarantee you will get diabetes, Alzheimer's, whatever, because they paralyze, they poison the HMG-CoA reductase. They're inhibitors of that enzyme, which is how the God designed the liver to make cholesterol. They want to find out why they were put on it to begin with, which we can do easily in a consult, because cholesterol is the messenger. It's a Band-Aid. It covers up damaged arteries, and it's there for a purpose. So my take is no one should be on statins. It's going to go down in history as one of the biggest mistakes they've ever made in medicine, far greater than hormone replacement in women that they browbeat them with for 50 years, and then they found out that, oh, it triggers cancer and heart disease and everything else. But, yeah, if they read the cholesterol hoax, they will see that they want to take things that will help that chemistry, not just poison an enzyme in their liver.
Okay.
At prestigepublishing.com.
Let me ask you this, okay? And I think this is what a lot of people are dealing with who listen to you and are trying to make sense of this, maybe new to your information. They take what you just said. I'm sitting here imagining myself as a person. I'm not on statins, but if I was on statins, my doctor swears up and down, I need to take these statins. I'm going to die. If I don't, I'm going to have a heart attack if
you
I don't
know
take
why
these statins.
That,
why?
Because when they did the studies, these are not the exact statistics that I'm giving you, but it's very close to the reality so that it's easier to understand. If you give 500 people a statin for 5 years, one of them may have a heart attack. The people who are not on the statins for 5 years, maybe two of them will have a heart attack. So the difference is, well, just say 100 people, is 1%. But the relative difference is 50%. And when the doctors who don't read the papers read their medical journals, they see the ads that say, doctor, there's a 36% reduction in cardiovascular disease if you put your patients on the statins. And that's how they got that big stat, that big statistic.
You're telling me, I'm just listening to you.
There's a difference between relative and absolute difference. And they know that most doctors don't know diddly squat about statistics, and they don't care about it. And so they just put in the big advertisements in the medical journals. And when the detail man comes to the office, he says, look, doctor, you're practically in malpractice not to give people statins because there's a 36% decrease in cardiovascular disease. But that is the relative difference, not the absolute.
All right, what you're telling me is I'm listening to this. You're telling me no, and if they want to prescribe me statins, I can have basically zero confidence in them. That's what you told me.
Yeah, why would you want to poison an enzyme in your liver when you already have a problem for whatever they're giving you the statin for? And a lot of them take them themselves, and a lot of them prescribe them even if you have no cardiovascular problem or elevated cholesterol because they're so entrenched in this 36% relative improvement in cardiovascular risk.
Let me go even further with my question or statement. I hope you get the significance of this. I think you do. You're indicting the whole medical system. You're basically telling me, and in all our conversations we've had, you are basically telling me the entire medical industry is faulty. That's what you've told me. Am I wrong?
We're not looking for cause and cure. If you find someone who's looking for the cause and cure of your symptoms, then fine. But if you walk in with high blood pressure, diabetes, cardiovascular plaque, whatever, and he says, okay, first thing we need is a drug. Next thing we need is another drug. Next thing we need, maybe we need ablation for your atrial fib. That's burning out and destroying. You're paying him to give you a heart attack. You're paying him $40,000 to give you a heart attack. That's all you're doing with ablation. Ablation does not, puts a laser in there to destroy certain areas of the nerves in the heart so that some people have improvement in their arrhythmias after that. But we cure it. I mean, my husband and I, we've had atrial fib in the past several times before we realized what nutrients we needed, magnesium, zinc, selenium, et cetera, and fixed the cell membrane. We've never had it again in years.
I am so passionate about this. I've had a lot of health situations in my own life, and I've dealt with the medical industry, and I've seen the shortcomings with them or what have you, and I know how important it is. People don't understand health until they don't have it, and I think that's kind of probably what you went through. You became sick, and the traditional way of looking at things, it just wasn't working for you. You had to find something else. That's one of the things I absolutely adore about you and the value of you. And for people listening, I would say that basically your health is your responsibility. I think that's the overarching message, what you're giving us, and you give us tools to help those. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and like you were asking before, how do you know if someone is going to be receptive? If I'm playing tennis with someone and they start spouting off all these different maladies that they're going to their latest doctor for, and I'll say something like, we've learned how to cure that. And they'll either say two things that will tell me, don't even bother saying anything else, Sherry. They'll either say, oh, does my insurance cover this? And that means if nobody buys it for them, then they don't want that responsibility. Or they'll say, oh, I'm sure my doctor knows everything there is to know about it. So when they say those two things, I just say, screw it. I'm not going to waste my breath.
Wow. Okay, let's get to some more questions. I mean, all these things are, every one of these topics is an hour-long conversation, but let's go through
You're
some
right.
questions.
And besides that, Dan, you know, there are thousands of short questions. People always say, oh, I just have one quick question. There are no quick answers.
Great, great point. Okay, here we have a question. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically it looks like, I think I'm getting, a child had a congenital heart defect at birth. It was repaired. Everything's fine, seems to be. Is there something that they need to do to protect the heart as the child grows?
Oh, yeah. Detoxify or die, because those people, those kids have bigger levels of phthalates, the plasticizers from all the IV tubing, all the IVs they had, all the different catheters and whatnot. And this raises their levels of phthalates. And that damages a very fundamental area of the chemistry of the body. But they can learn how to get that out. And they can even test it and find out how much there is. Yes, people who've had a lot, especially kids, because their detox systems, depending on how old they were when it happened, were not good enough at that point in time to detox all those plasticizers. And it even happens to adults as well when they have surgery and they need to detox when they get home.
Okay, and is there anything, you know, when congenital heart problems are repaired, is there anything more to be aware of?
Oh, yeah, they usually have a slew of deficiencies in the cell membranes everywhere because everything has been surgery or drugs. Nobody's looked at their chemistry.
Okay.
And so with all the drugs and the surgery, the things that other people didn't have at that young age, they're even more ripe for having undetected nutrient deficiencies.
Okay, so start with detoxify or die. That's what you're saying, and then
go to how to cure diabetes, because it's really, even though the child doesn't have it, it's the chemistry of a lot of the body to see how it all interacts.
Okay, let's go to some more questions. This is from Diane. Would you recommend using, I think it's betaine pills? I think those are digestive pills.
Yeah, betaine, dimethylglycine.
Okay, in addition to other supplements I'm using. So I guess to help
stomach
acid.
Yeah, but we need to know all about her. That would, you know, she's doing betaine for, it could be HCL that she's doing it for to improve her digestion possibly. And she would want to read No More Heartburn, because that's all about the GI tract.
Okay,
remember,
No More Heartburn.
When people are sick, we have developed an acronym to guide them, and it's fail-proof. It always finds the cause. It's called THINK, T-H-I-N-K. Look for T, the toxins. Look for H, the hormone deficiencies. Look for I, the intestinal problems, which it sounds like Diane has. Look for N, the nutrient deficiencies, and then K, the knowledge gaps, because there's so much more to learn.
So this goes to, what's that pill that the purple pill? I can't even, Prilosec, Tums.
Yeah. A lot of those. Prilosec, Nexium, Omeprazole. That's one of the many things that the FDA did that guarantees people will get sicker quicker, because and it should never have gone OTC, over-the-counter, non-prescription, because what it does is it cuts off your acid. So now, sure, you might think your heartburn is better, but now you don't absorb your vitamins, minerals, et cetera, and you go down the tubes rather quickly, because then you develop many other things. So Prilosec, Nexium, start with No More Heartburn, or even chapter 4 in How to Cure Diabetes. That's all about the gut as well. You can't, many diseases are at an absolute standstill until the gut is healed, because it's half the immune system for the whole body, half the detox system. It's also, the gut makes more neurotransmitters of happy mood and memory than the brain does. It's called the second brain by many scientists. So, anyway.
Okay, let's just move right along. What are some of the best sugar alternatives that you can recommend? Is honey, agave, stevia, coconut palm sugar?
Oh, again, it depends on the levels of insulin and the sugar and how that person metabolizes before you get into that. Because, for example, first thing you want to know is, do you have insulin resistance? And because that underlies...
What causes that? What causes insulin resistance?
Well, it's all this bad chemistry, and that's what we've... You can't heal insulin resistance, but they can diagnose their own first, because they take their triglyceride level, which their doctor measures at every physical, and they divide it by the HDL. If it's 1:1, that's great. They don't have insulin resistance. If it's any more than that, 2:1 or whatever, then they have insulin resistance. It involves everything. It's an underlying cause. Think of it this way. When insulin comes knocking at the cell door to say, you know, let me in, let me metabolize sugar, and the door doesn't open. And so you make more insulin, and it knocks again with twice as much insulin. That's insulin resistance, and that's a screaming for fixing the cell membrane, the insulin receptor. For starters, that's one of the places that is very damaged, and that goes back to what we were talking about before with the cod liver oil. And, you know, like some people will say, oh, well, I take cod liver oil, but if they don't use the anchors for the right fatty acids in the cell membrane, then it's meaningless also, and that's the phosphatidylcholine, the phosphatidylserine, et cetera. These are all things that we talk about in the last few years in the newsletter in details, and give people not only the doses to take, but also the best manufacturers that I've been able to find in 50 years of medicine.
That phosphatidylcholine in the cod liver oil, Carlson's in the glass, is what you recommend, the phosphatidylcholine that we sell with the non-GMO powder form. You talk about that just about every time or every other time you're on. It seems to be critically important.
It is. It's crucial, because the cell membrane, again, is like the computer keyboard. And most people, their cell membranes, when we do this 11-page assay on them, or they get it, and then they send it to me, and we go over it on the phone in 24 countries, actually. They're cells are literally starving, as I say, for the right fatty acids. You want, for the EPA and DHA, you want to be over 200. Most people are like 17, 20. Mm. And so no wonder they have all the symptoms that they do. Or they say, I'm aging too fast. And that's part of the whole scenario. But the fascinating, fun thing is it's all fixable. That's the only reason I would forgo being on the tennis court to do these things, because they're fixable.
Mm. To go with that question about sugar, another question about high fructose corn syrup. What are some of the effects of high fructose corn syrup, and is there an alternative?
High fructose corn syrup is another FDA-approved food additive, which never should have been approved, and they're so clueless, because as we've evidenced, I think, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago in the newsletter, the mercury chloralkali process that is used to make high fructose corn syrup gives the person with average consumption of corn sugar, corn starch, corn syrup, etc., the number one sugar in processed foods, gives them the amount of mercury equivalent to having one new mercury amalgam in their mouths every day of their lives.
Wow.
And this, we've documented this in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago in the newsletter. Yeah, it blew my mind too, because when I was writing the diabetes book, I kept running across hundreds of articles how bad fructose was. I said, wait a minute, that's fruit sugar. That is not a bad thing, until we got to how is it made. Same thing. When, you know, think about it. When doctors or when researchers want to create 500 rats with diabetes so they can experiment with drugs, how do they do it? They give them FDA-approved high-fructose corn syrup because it guarantees the little rats will get diabetes. If they want to create 100 rats with cataracts so that they doctors can experiment, you know, doing microsurgery, what do they give them? Tylenol.
Oh, my
number
gosh.
One pain pill.
Let me why do some people, you know, even as they get older, their whole life, they're healthy as a horse. They could smoke, they can drink, they could eat high fructose corn syrup, and they seem healthy as a horse pretty much all their life. And other people, things like high fructose corn syrup affects them dramatically.
It's a balance of all the different factors. What we in the original book, the EI syndrome, environmental illness, it's the what we call the total load. The total package that each person brings to the table and how well their body detoxifies. And many people have, for example, there are genetic differences as well. You can give 100 people vitamin D the same level, 10,000 units a day, but they won't all get to a maximum of 80 to 100 nanograms per milliliter, which is the best dose. The blood tests say 30 is fine, and that doesn't heal anything except rickets. It's a joke. But that's where, unfortunately, that's what all LabCorp, Quest, they're all about 50 years behind the literature. They just don't understand that you want to be 80 to 100.
How bad is, you know, the question is not, this is my question. The question somebody wants to ask is teas, herbal teas or what have you. Is there a tea that you recommend that's better for your health?
Oh, yeah, there's huge literature on organic green tea, and we've put it in the newsletters, the one that we all use. If you can be sipping on that throughout the day. The ECGC in there is anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, anti-everything. It's very good for you.
What about, I see the whole soft drink industry, soda. I mean, everywhere you go to a restaurant. I'm in the middle of a little bit of a family reunion, and we're going to restaurants, and it's like, what do you have to drink? Well, we got Coke products. You know, everything. I mean, soda's everywhere.
Just ask for water and some extra lemon slices and put that in it. Screw it, you know. There's nothing really, unless they had in glass bottles, you know, some mineral water, whatever. But other than that, you don't want the sodas.
Some of them are
monstrous levels. They're like equivalent to, I forget how many tablespoons of sugar. It's huge.
What about the fluoride in water? Does that concern you?
Yeah, but when you're in a restaurant, you're just going to, you know, at home, you're going to have a water filter and alkaline water machine that's in the book, Detoxify or Die. But so out in the restaurant, the water is probably the least of your problems if you're thinking about, for example, you know, after a tennis match, a lot of the ladies, we go to lunch and they'll all be ordering Diet Soak. Coke and diet this and diet that.
Does that not? Let me stop you there. Knowing what you know and who you are, do you just like? Does that like send? Is that like nails to the chalkboard to you when you see that?
No, not anymore. They all have, you know, all their litany of little medical problems, and that's fine. And then after a while, they stop playing, and they you know, somebody else comes on the team. So. But the diet things are shown to increase your appetite and increase bad hormones that make you crave things. I won't go into all the technical names, but anyway, all right. They're not good for you.
We got just about 2 or 3 minutes left. Kind of what I first approached you with. What is the best way to approach somebody with it? To me, is it like, hey, would you like to read this book? Or what is the best way to approach somebody if they have some kind of health situation?
Well, it depends on what they're looking for. You know, some people think, oh.
They're not looking for anything. If it's a relative, it's their neighbor, their friend, or whatever. They're not looking for anything.
I know,
they say.
It depends on what they have. If they have a cancer, they want to start with Wellness Against All Odds. If they have back pain, they want to start with Pain-Free in 6 weeks. If they have...
I see what you're saying. No, how do you mentally approach this?
On the back pain, she wants to start with no more heartburn because she has some intestinal issues. So, and then, you know, if they have cardiac problems, start with ICCI. Is your cardiologist killing you? The coronary calcium score has saved so many lives because a lot of people have felt totally 100% well. And when we saw the amount of calcification, bypass surgery actually saved their lives. And when they did the cardiac cath prior to the bypass, they found that they had 99% occlusion, which did not show
wow.
on the coronary calcium score, because that's the only way you can, you know, that you go from there. So anyway,
well,
if people want to be well, then they have to put out the effort. If they want somebody else to do it, then it won't happen.
Well, what I was asking you is even more mentally, you know, how do you mentally approach somebody? How do you breach the subject? Have you had any experience with that or seen something that works?
Oh, yeah, 50 years of it.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand my question? Maybe I'm not posing it right. I have a friend say they got diabetes. How do I approach that person and say, hey, maybe here's something that you want to look at, or they have a heart problem or whatever?
I just say, you know, you can get off. You know, like we just had a gal at tennis, and she was bemoaning the fact that her husband had to have his leg amputated because of his diabetes. She's my age. And I said, you know, we wrote a book, How to Cure Diabetes, and we've actually saved people from having amputations. And she's a nurse. In fact, she trained in the same city where I went to medical school, we found. Do you think she got the book? No. Do you think he had his amputation? Yes.
Does that not...
And she's smart.
That boggles my mind. Why is that? Why would you not?
Too.
Why?
I can't let stupidity... my motto is help people make themselves too smart to fail.
There's the music. Dr. Rogers, I love you to death. Our audience loves you to death. What you're doing is pioneering. It's groundbreaking. It's revolutionary. It's world-renowned. And that's you and your personality. Thank you so much for all that you do. PrestigePublishing.com,
thank you,
ladies and gentlemen.
For getting people knowledgeable.
PrestigePublishing.com, PrestigePublishing.com. You can check all those out or look at the other interviews we've done with Dr. Rogers. God bless you. You have a great afternoon, Dr. Rogers.
Thanks. See you next month.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope
you sure will.
Time.
Yeah, I hope you will, too. Yeah, me too. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow I won't be here, but thank you so much. We'll have a replay. And, be too smart to fail. God bless you. You have the power.
Only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.